Oh, hi, Monique. It's Dr. Sewell. I'm returning Amy's call, I think, or somebody's call about James Strawbridge. Don't know really. I mean, he's in Osborne Park, as you know. He was last reviewed by the consultant on Monday on the 10th. So I can read you out the progress note from that, which is as up to date as it comes. So on review, in quotes, "I don't know how I am. I can't understand why I'm being put through this," end quotes. States, "need help with," in quotes, "living," end quotes. Advised James of goals whilst in hospital to improve pain and mental health. Doesn't recall self-harming, feels this is not something he would do. Recalls his brother has passed away, has some happy memories of working as a builder, feels his mental health is good. James states he's proud of his son. On examination, not orientated to place, cooperative, pleasant, smiling, superficial rapport, perplexed affect, mood is confused, disorganized thought form, repetitive, answers questions somewhat inappropriately by bringing up his previous occupation as a builder. Minimal insight into his condition. Impression at this stage, no evidence for melancholic depression. Low mood is likely in the context of adjustment due to aging with cognitive impairment. Risk of harm to self is entirely impulsively driven with no clear plan or ideation. Risk of falls is extremely high but predominantly non-modifiable due to age, frailty and cognitive impairment. His current nursing environment in proximity room remains appropriate, and whilst a 1-to-1 AAN special was considered, this wouldn't meaningfully modify his falls risk once 1-to-1 special is no longer available. Plan, increased buprenorphine patch to 15 micrograms per week. Tapentadol decreased from 50 BD to Noctay in favor of patch in light of medication interaction. Lying and standing BP, please. Cease aspirin due to nil role for secondary prevention, given age and risk of bleeds post-fall. Continue 30/60s for now, and existing fall prevention strategies, physio review. So they're sort of focusing a little bit on the physical health issues. There's no sort of mention at this stage of discharge planning, but have they been in contact with yourselves? No. Okay. So I think he's a work in progress at Osborne Park, but I'm not sure how much more progress they're hoping to make with him. Any thoughts yourself? And just remind me, what was he like with taking medication? Yeah, okay. When they intruded on him. Yeah. I mean, if he's not discharged on a low dose of a neuroleptic, I'll probably start him on one just to see if he'll take the edge off the sort of impulsivity and irritability. Yeah. Obviously, we'll have to be a bit careful with his falls risk and also the cocktail he's already on, but I would wonder about a bit of quetiapine or a bit of risperidone or something like that. No, I can't off the top of my head, but all right. If they've stopped stopped it, we might need to think again then. but I don't know. I haven't seen. Well, this is the up-to-date sort of progress notes. There's not really a discharge discussion or plan yet, but I get the feel it's not far off. Yeah. Oh, is he? How much is he? Yeah. And that probably wasn't really doing the trick then. And also, there probably isn't that much room to go up, so we might think about some risperidone as an alternative. Yeah. Yeah, and just remind me, he was generally okay at night when he was with you guys? Yeah. And no issues around sundowning. Yeah, so we might start something in the morning if he's not already on it. Yeah, lovely. Okay, well, thanks for that. And they'll, if you hear anything about discharge plans, let me know, because I'd want to follow him up fairly promptly once he lands back. All right. Thanks ever so much, Monique. Nobody else on your mind? All right. Lovely. Thank you. Thanks. Bye.